Yuck, what sort of movies will we be watching today? Is it gonna be Disney movies? What about Pixar films? Nope, we'll be watching bad but good movies. This is Bad Red Movies Podcast. Yuck, gosh.
Some beavers, you hear your sweetheart scream. She tells you why you don't believe her. She saw one in the bathroom. It's no lie, it's a zombiever. Contaminated by toxic goo, a random genetic mistake. They're semi-aquatic, they're hungry for you. Boys and girls, stay away from the lake. Zombievers.
Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Bad Rad Movies with me, Richard, and of course my co-host, the incredible, the whatever. Want to introduce yourself?
Throw two adjectives in there. It's Cameron.
Wow. Yeah, great.
Yes.
Yeah, good, wonderful. And then of course the special guest that we have, he's from a wonderful podcast called Fate of Ison, which of course, you know, I would you like me to introduce you, or I'm assuming you want to introduce yourself, right?
Well, since I can't introduce myself, Richard, yeah. Hey, I am Brad, and I am from that podcast that Richard said, and I am from a country that is not America, so there's that.
Wow. Geography.
Wow.
Incredible.
Did you have something else you want to add, Brad?
Yeah, that rhymed.
I'm a Gemini. I like lasagna. Hate Mondays. I may or may not be a ginger cat.
That is now debatable, yes.
So the movie that we did, the Will of Shit landed on, was a little film called Zombievers.
Looks like a beaver dam.
Let's go take a look.
You girls from out of town?
We're staying over there in my cousin's place. We were looking for beavers.
Well, hell, ain't we all?
Well, I've had enough excitement for one day. What was that? Someone in there?
There's a beaver in the bathroom.
Can we please go swimming now? Ever occurred to any of you that there might be more beavers?
But it never occurred to anyone.
You think you beavers?
The fuck?
Is that blood?
Holy shit!
Never seen a real beaver before, close.
Well, maybe you should try going down on me once in a while, but
cannot turn against each other right now. That is exactly what the beavers would want.
Beavers are generally more active at night. Their road's locked. They sure as hell can't get through on foot.
Fuck a bag of dead!
There's no way I'm jumping up for this.
I mean, really?
Yeah, thanks, Zach. Thanks.
Wait, oh yeah, because your twin brother spent the wheel. Okay, great. Yeah, cool.
Shout out to Zach.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, so this movie came out in 2014.
Sure did.
Was directed by an individual by the name of Jordan Rubin. Trying to see what other films he's done, if I've ever heard of any of these. No, it doesn't seem like I've heard of any of them, because he's only directed five fucking movies.
They're probably all...
Oh, he directed Crank Yankers, one episode. Wow. Okay. Great.
No idea what that is.
All right. I only know a couple of actors in this film, but they were only in it for like not even two fucking minutes, which was Bill Burr, a comedian, and John Mayer.
Thank you for pointing that out too.
Yeah, of course.
And I had no idea. That fake mustache really fooled me.
Yeah. So, Brad, would you like to...
Wait, what?
Yeah, you didn't notice the guy in the beginning was John Mayer?
Yeah, the dude with the shitty mustache.
I did not notice that there was John Mayer.
Oh, yeah.
I bet you feel kind of stupid like I did, huh? You're like, oh, fuck, how'd I
Brad is that? Not stupid, how dare you?
That's my default setting, though.
Oh, same.
I was born feeling stupid.
So, Brad, would you please do us the honor of either, well, of course, your choice, either reading the plot, or what exactly is Zombievers about?
Okay, well, I don't have in front of me a synopsis or anything, but I do have a full one page of notes that I wrote while reading, this movie. Fuck, I don't even know how words work. while watching this movie. So I'll eventually hopefully get through all my notes if I can understand what the hell I meant by them. But the general,
thank you for
general gist is it's
notes.
Pretty pretty much a color, color by numbers teens out in a remote location getting attacked by a thing that amps up in intensity over time, and it this thing happened to be mutated fucking weird scary beavers.
That's exactly right. Yes. And yeah, that's basically what the fucking movie is about. It's about a bunch of fucking zombie beavers.
That's some sex in there and some bad acting.
Oh, yeah. So who would like to go first on how this wonderful Academy Award winning film begins?
I will just say one thing about the way that it started.
is
the fact that Bill Burr, as you mentioned, is in there, and he is the first voice you hear and first face you see in this whole movie.
Yes.
And that the fact that he was involved at all, that someone in this project, some producer or whatever, got him involved, told me enough right off the bat about the level of awareness of like modern comedy that the people who made the film have. So that going straight in, I was like, well, they got Bill Burr to do this. They know, back 2015 or whatever, when this movie was made, they know he's a big deal. They know he is like a legit top, like absolute top of the world comedian.
Yeah.
Whoever made this movie will know comedy. Like, it's not going to be some hacky thing where someone who's like never heard of comedy before goes, let's make a comedy movie, and then they throw in a bunch of outdated jokes that make no sense. Like, as soon as I saw Bill Burr was in this, I was like, okay, this is gonna have some decent laughs, even if they're not from him. The fact that he's in it means they know comedy.
And of course we get the complete opposite.
I'm gonna, full disclosure, I loved this movie.
Oh.
I thought it was very funny. Very funny.
Okay. I can respect that. That's fine.
I'll try to. You don't have to. You don't have to.
I don't, but I'll try to.
Disrespect me, Richard. Disrespect me hard.
I'll disrespect you.
Well, since you loved the movie, Brad, how does the film start?
Okay, so it does this awesome bookending thing, which I won't give away too much about how that works. But so it starts with Bill Burr and apparently John Mayer in like a service truck for some chemical moving company or whatever it is.
Yes.
But just a little funny back and forward between the two of them, and Bill Burr's talking about how he dated a guy, and it's just random and just a little bit of back and forward gags about that. Then he pulls out his phone, he starts texting while driving, and John Mayer says, "You see that deer?" And he's like, "Yeah, I see it." And then it goes, then Bill Burr's like, oh, then John Mayer's like, "I don't think you do." And then they just smack into this deer.
Yeah.
Which we had to rewind.
And that to me was really fucking funny.
Yeah.
It was like, "Yeah, I see it. I don't think you do." That to me was good.
I mean, it was pretty funny, but then to be honest, in my opinion, because it was Bill Burr and me having watched a lot of Bill Burr's stand up, like I was expecting a lot, and just the fact that Bill Burr was just kind of like John Mayer was like, "Hey, do you see that bird?" And he's like, Yeah, I think I see that bird. I see him. Yeah, that deer. Yeah, or whatever the fuck animal that is. Like, it's like, I don't know. That's like the only thing that you have, Bill. Like, seriously, like you can come up with anything better. But then, like, I realized by the end of the movie, when the credits roll, like I noticed something there, but I kind of don't want to give it away too much. But then anyway, and then what happened after that, Cameron? Would you like to fucking chime in?
So they spill a barrel of who knows what. It's just green. It looks like it's radioactive. Chemicals. Yeah, but what?
Like toxic waste.
Well, there you go. Exactly. But we don't know exactly. So it's just like some green gooey sludge into what appears to be a river in the countryside. And then they just keep going. They just check the front of the truck and they're like, whatever. John Mayer's like, it's all good. And then they keep going, and then we immediately, I believe it cuts to the girls.
Right. And I think you had a joke or a one-liner for that, right?
I do have a one-liner for
that. What was that one-liner?
I'm going to say it in a country accent.
Okay, go ahead.
One of the girls says, quote, "My butt hurts." Another one says, "Yeah, thanks to your boyfriend."
I didn't come up with it as a line that I enjoyed.
I didn't come up with it, but I will take it.
Yeah, great.
Apparently she did.
Yeah, so I don't know. So basically these three girls come in and they're going on a fucking road trip, and the blonde one, I forgot all of their names. I just know there's the blonde one, glasses girl,
and the hot one.
Oh,
Mary,
go ahead.
Had glasses. Mary had glasses, Jean was blonde, and Zoe was the one who seemed obsessed with sex.
Yes, that is true. Even though, in my honest opinion, I was being very stereotypical and said that they were all into sex, meaning whores. But that's fine.
Was it the short shorts? Is that what gave it away?
Yes. Yeah, pretty much. But I do have to say that the other one that was wearing the see-through sweater, she had some really nice boobs because she ends up taking her top off at one point.
Yeah, Richard immediately said, "Nice."
Yeah, I said, "Yeah, nice boobs." I'm not ashamed to admit when someone has nice boobs. So,
and I respect you for it.
Yeah, and not like, you know, when they were showing dick pics and you were like, you know, putting your hands in your pants and jacking off to that. So
I'm pretty sure I said, "Oh, I didn't need to see that," but yeah.
No, you said you didn't want to see it. You wanted it in your mouth.
I didn't need to see it, but I did need to taste it.
And then what happened after that, Brad?
What's a funnier sense in that joke? Taste it or smell it? Let's do a poll on Twitter.
We should
do it.
Twitter. What's funnier than talking about dicks, tasting them or smelling them? Go.
Speaking of tasting and smelling, when are you going to lick the microphone and put it in your mouth?
I mean, it's already kind of moist right now.
But I mean, you always fucking lick and you've been putting the microphone in your mouth and licking it for the past three episodes.
I'm rubbing my bottom lip on it.
Right now. But you got to use your tongue.
I will.
Okay, I'll find out. Anyway, continue,
you have to
Brad.
Disinfect this.
Continue.
I hope you have. If not, then that's gross.
Oh, that sounds just like me. Wow.
You made fucking Cameron joke.
Oh, I almost
took
a big drink too.
Oh man, good job, Brad.
Thank you, Brad.
Good job.
Taste it, Cameron. Taste it.
Brad gets a gold star. They don't have them with me though. Right now.
This old lady neighbor comes along, and she's like an old family friend of Mary, I think.
Yes.
Continue.
And she's like talking about the girls, or like talking to the girls about their lives and things, and then she just like starts bad mouthing the shit out of her own daughter who's not even there.
Oh, she talks mad shit about her too.
That's what he just fucking said.
I know, I was emphasizing it.
About like how her daughter's a massive slut, and she's like, she brings home everyone, like people of like all like these people, I don't even know what gender they are. And you know what? I'm fine with that. I'm a very liberal person. But my daughter, honestly, she's like, what the fuck are you doing, lady? Yeah. I didn't ask you about your whore daughter.
Yeah, she gives way too much information.
Yeah, I don't know why. But, you know, sometimes you got to just throw those things in for a comedy film, you know, just throw in random stuff like that, like an old lady calling her daughter a whore.
I mean, I did appreciate it.
I did, too. Anyway, continue.
Well, I wasn't the one talking. Oh, are you talking to Brad?
Okay.
Either one. Somebody go ahead and continue. I don't care. I'm just enjoying my Corona 32-ounce familiar.
So after the old lady, who gives away way too much personal information about the daughter we never meet, unfortunately. The girls go to the lake. I'm gonna go with that. One of them takes their top off. Richard was like, oh, yeah.
Oh, that sounds just like me. Wow.
Wow.
Continue.
So they go to the lake. One takes their top off. They start swimming around and shit. And then they see a dam. And they're like, damn, what is that? Another one's like,
you actually
it's a
get
dam.
Fucking cancer. Not as a joke.
Wow.
What the fuck happened? Why do you keep stopping?
I don't know, man. Yeah. The movie kept, you know, pausing and shit, you know?
Wow, you suck at this. Brad, could you take over?
Well, yeah, I will say, just before they went in the lake, they had a little scene where the obligatory, you know, showing the audience how remote we are right now, so we're in big trouble kind of scene where they get out. A girl goes to the bathroom, I think it's Jen, and she sits on the toilet and she opens up her phone and there's this huge, like, her whole screen is just this huge Wi-Fi symbol to tell us that there's no service. Is that a thing in America? The phones just go here's a fucking Wi-Fi symbol to tell you how fucked you are.
Yeah, especially when you're like in the woods and
I
shit.
I mean, like, it's not that obvious, but yeah, at least in movies seems to be a motif or whatever you call that. Yeah, I know, I'm boring. Wow. You can go fuck yourself.
It's just the fact you react to that and you get so fucking distracted. It's fucking...
Fuck, what was I saying? Yeah, cell phones in America. Also, the storyline of... Yeah, I didn't do that tonight because I was at work.
You sound like you did.
The storyline... regarding the blonde chick's apparently really bitter breakup with her boyfriend is something that throughout the film and does not get any better.
Boring.
You know, I'm just distracted. I don't know where I'm going with this. So she keeps getting texts. I miss you, blah, 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 blah. Bathroom, no signal, they're in the middle of nowhere, and they're swimming, and over to you, Richard.
Yeah, they're swimming, that girl with the nice tits takes her top off.
She does.
The other, I noticed quite a few things, too, like, she had the biggest boobs, the blonde one had the medium-sized ones, and then the girl... What was the one with the glasses? I forgot her name again, but Mary. Yes, I recognized Mary from another movie where she was in Dumb and Dumber 2 as the possible daughter of either Harry or Lloyd.
Oh, goddamn! That movie is so trash.
I was disappointed in that one. I was, to be honest, I was a little excited when I saw the trailers.
The Dumber, Dumb and Dumber.
You're not funny, and nobody likes you.
Just for watching that. Oh, look, it's funny.
Yeah, that was great. Brad, what happened after that, Brad?
Should we mention for the fourth time that Zoe took her top off?
Sure.
Boobs? Like, should we just... Let's just hover around that point for a while.
I just
they go to investigate this dam, and it's got, like, this toxic waste all over it. And they go on this whole thing about beaver urine. Like, it's gross. It's beaver urine. And they're like, why would they urinate on their own house? They don't live in the dam, idiot. They live in a, like a cabin. And like they go on this whole thing about where beavers piss. It's quite funny.
Yes.
Then a fucking bear appears next to the lake, like out of nowhere. And they're like, they freak out a bit.
Yes.
Then there's a gunshot and there's this hunter dude who stands there and he says what might be one of the creepiest things I've ever heard in a movie, where he goes, look at you pretty little heifers. Which,
yeah.
Yeah.
I do have one question for you. Because did you know that this was a real bear?
Oh, fuck you.
I'm not talking to you. I'm talking to Brad.
No, I'm talking to you, though.
Well, why? I don't know why.
Tell on my screen, it was a real bear. It wasn't John Mayer in a bear costume.
Okay.
It was a real bear.
The reason why I was asking was because when that bear popped up and scared the bejesus out of those girls, Cameron was just like, oh, why did you get a guy with a bear costume?
Okay,
that bear costume looks so fucking fake.
It got up, like, really awkward, and, like, it didn't seem realistic at first. I was like, is that a real bear? So it just confused me. Yeah, you know, I'm just rambling on now and you're just playing talk with me. Actually, I am proud of that one.
Yeah, of course.
But yeah, I thought it was a dude in a bear costume at first because just the way it got up.
Stop justifying. Just admit that you're fucking moron.
For that. And then I was like, and yeah, no, I'm actually.
Should have known that it was a real fucking bear.
It's a real fucking bear. Yeah.
just hey, lick the microphone.
I've got something you can insert your crickets sound effect from the soundboard after.
Okay, sure.
The cricket.
You know how to tell the difference? A real bear shits in the woods, but a guy in a bear costume shits in the costume.
That's actually pretty good. I can't play the cricket sounds. I can't do that.
Oh, you fucking have to.
Okay, fine. I'll do it just for you. There you go.
Wow.
Well, only because he asked for it. You, Cameron, deserve it.
Oh, but I also asked for it.
Yeah, you do.
But
you
it's deserved.
So yeah, the hunter comes out, and after he shoos the bear away, pretty much, like, the girls are like, "Oh, you saved our lives!" And then he's like, "You guys need to cover up." And they're like, "Oh yeah, well, it's because she, you know, lost her bra in the lake or whatever." He's like, "No, I mean the three of you. You are all dressing up with showing up like your stomach. Don't you know there's a family living here?
Dressed up like fuck sluts."
Yeah, that's pretty much what he says.
Yeah, basically.
Then,
oh, yeah, although to completely contradict that whole point of him saying like, "Oh, there's decent folk around here," they say we're looking for beavers, and then he goes, "Hell, ain't we all?"
Yeah, that's now, right. You,
completely, nice. That contradicts that whole like, cover yourselves up.
He does contradict himself. I didn't even realize that. That was
he really does.
I should have picked up on that,
Brad.
And I noticed that. I don't know, obviously, since this movie's called Zombievers, that they refer to beaver as, you know, a little something, you know?
Yeah, for little animals.
Yeah, the vagine, yeah. And they make quite a lot of jokes about that, which I kind of lost count.
A very obsessive number of jokes.
Yeah.
What I did like is that at one point, one of them even said, "Can we please stop with the beaver jokes?"
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't
realize
that.
And I was like, oh, good, the movie is very self-aware. It's not, this is not by like, they're not making these jokes without realizing how bad they are.
Yeah, I was a little bit disappointed that nobody had a line in the movie where they said, "These aren't zombies, these aren't beavers, these are zombievers," or some shit.
Likewise disappointed in that. I tried calling it a couple times and just
the closest thing that The closest thing that we got was when one of the guys says, "Oh, these are zombie beavers," but that's not quite the same. Yeah.
Do you think it was a working title? Like they had other titles.
Probably.
So they didn't have the word zombievers at the time of filming. Like, it was meant to be called like The Day of the Beaver Zombies, and then they were like, "No, to market it, we need to do something else."
Yeah, that's very possible.
They probably just shoved the two words together and like, that'll do it last minute.
Yeah,
like when you're doing a school assignment or something, and you're just like, fuck it.
Yeah, it seemed like they would do that because it seems very common with a lot of these low budget or B films that, you know, they usually have multiple different, you know, titles. There's a lot of different films that have two, three alternate titles as an example. Lord of the Elves used to be called Age of the Hobbits, but because it was a lawsuit between, you know, New Line Cinema and that Age of the Hobbits movie, they changed it to Lord of the Elves and then Clash of the Empires. So it's pretty common. So I do agree that there's a possibility that there could have been multiple titles and they just said, oh, fuck it, we'll just go with Zombievers.
I mean, I know it was on Netflix for a while, too.
Yeah, but they took it off. So it's on Tubi. Where did you watch it on, Brad? On Tubi or YouTube or...
I watched a really shitty half-screen version that someone had uploaded to YouTube because it's not on New Zealand Netflix. Our Netflix is slightly different from yours, like a different programming range. Amazon isn't a thing here.
Okay.
Tubi isn't a thing I'd ever heard of until you just said it. But it was available to buy properly on YouTube Movies for $4.99, and I wasn't going to do that.
Yeah, I don't encourage anybody to buy the type of movies that we usually cover or the wheel picks for us.
Generally, no.
Yeah, no, we want to make sure that it's free and available for everybody.
I was like, I could buy Toy Story 4 for my kids for $6 or Zombievers for $5.
Yeah, no, I was going to...
Logical decision there.
Yeah, I was going to let you do that. Nah, no way. So then, I guess afterwards, the girls are talking about... Yeah, wait, what? Oh. Yeah, pretty much, yeah, the boys do come back in town and... because the girls were like talking about like, oh, you know, we should have had the guys come along, blah, blah, blah. And then their three boyfriends or two boyfriends and one ex-boyfriend or whatever show up.
Which is weird. Like, why would he even show up anyway? But, you know, it's okay.
Yeah. They all start hanging out. Two of the friends are having sex with their boyfriends where the blonde one and yeah, lick that microphone.
What do you mean?
Yeah, look it good. Oh, we'll find out. I'll reveal it at the end of the episode.
I'll continue.
Yeah, keep licking that microphone. We'll find out. I'll reveal it after we spin the wheel of shit.
Fucking swear to God. Continue.
We'll let Brad continue. What happened after that, Brad?
Continue, Brad.
I have to say that the boyfriends were actually introduced using that classic horror trope of like suggesting there's something scary going on. So there was like thumping outside, and that's where, as the audience, you're meant to be like, oh, maybe this is where the Zombievers start to show up. But then there's that like, oh, it's actually the boys. Yeah. But there was another line that I really liked at this point where they looked outside and one of them said, why are there no street lights? And then the other one just goes, really deadpan, because there are no streets. And to me, that was really funny. It was really well delivered. And yeah, the boyfriends show up. One of them says this something about how his dick's asleep, so he needs some sex or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Logical excuse.
There's lots of sex. Then
wow, that's so funny, huh, Richard?
Well, no, I was laughing because, like, Brad was just totally ignoring you and just continuing. I thought that was fucking hilarious.
Sorry, no, about...
Wow.
It wasn't a diss, that's a tech issue. I can't hear him, so I'm not interrupting him. I don't know who he's talking.
Your fucking face. So anyway, and then what happened, Cameron?
So they basically just all have sex, and then there's the awkward ex-couple just sitting in the living room like, what are we gonna do next?
Mm-hmm.
And the dude, I think his name's Sam?
Yeah.
Tries to advance on blonde chick.
Yes.
And she's not having it. She's like, no. And then they go into the hallway and he tries to do it again and she just fucking knees him right in the balls, which is hilarious. But yeah, that dude just, he ain't getting shit. And I mean, his attitude throughout the movie is kind of reflective of that. Everyone else is like, oh, we're all good, you know, this and that. And the dude, like, always angry, like, Wonder why.
Yeah. So then, afterwards, we decide that, they're gonna all have an orgy because that's when the beavers attack, I guess. They just show up.
Yeah. One beaver.
Yeah. One beaver in the bathroom.
The beaver in the bathroom.
Blonde girl goes to the bathroom. The beaver pops out of the bathtub and she comes out and she's like, oh no, she's crying. And they're like, what the fuck's going on here? And she's like, this is a beaver. Okay. You want to be the blonde girl and I'll be the rest of the people.
Yeah. Sounds good.
All right. Go blonde girl. What does blonde girl say?
Beaver in the bathroom.
The fuck are you talking about? I can't understand what you're saying, blonde girl.
Look in the bathroom.
Okay, I'll go look in the bathroom. So they go to the bathroom, nothing there, and...
I can't act hysterical. I can't. It's worse than their acting. Fuck.
Yeah, it was. I think I'd rather watch the movie again.
I think I would, too. Then drink my sorrows away.
Yeah. So they go to the bathroom and fucking something happens because I'm tired right now. And then what happened after that, Brad?
Yeah, so they deal with that beaver. They chuck it in a bag outside after hurting it a lot. And then, yeah, one of them, they all sit around inside, you know, worrying, and that's when one of them, yeah, says very seriously too, he says, we need to have an orgy. His whole argument is that, you know, right? We might die tonight, yes, sort of thing.
A safety orgy.
In the morning, they decide to go for a fucking swim in the lake. Why? You were just attacked by a fucking crazy, like, get out while you can.
Yeah.
But, you know, these are dumb teenagers. And they're swimming in the lake, and some, like, sort of off-putting, spooky-ish kind of stuff starts to happen. Like, there's, like, things moving in the water and shit. And then one of them gets pulled under the water, one of the guys. Then he pops up, holding his own severed foot, and he's not that fazed by it. He's like, And then everyone starts freaking out, of course. And then beavers start attacking, and it just goes crazy. And then some beavers go and cut the phone lines on purpose.
Yeah. I noticed too that, like, when I don't know how far this got into, but like when they would go, what is it, the girl, I guess when she gets the, it's the blonde girl that's only in there, but then everybody's coming back in, like there was a part in there that I noticed that when one of the beavers is on the porch, like I took a quick glimpse and you could see, like, there's wires hanging out of its belly.
Oh, like, good catch.
When she opened that. I don't know if you caught that,
Bravo,
Brad,
Richard,
but...
for that catch.
I didn't.
Oh.
But well, I'm going to give them the benefit of the doubt and say that they did that on purpose to show that the beaver had just bitten the phone lines. That wasn't, like, animatronic wires because the beavers were animatronic.
Oh, yeah. I did like the fact that these... beavers, or at least majority of the time, were animatronic. I did like the practical effects. Versus
the CGI would have ruined it.
Yeah, there was a lot of, like, I gotta be honest, the CGI blood and the dog, you know, peeing on the floor with the CGI pee, I thought that was a little bit dumb.
That's a new low, like, honestly.
Yeah, that was a new low, I guess. You wanna go with that route. Yeah.
Yeah,
and then what happened after that, Cameron? If you want to continue,
so we had the safety orgy, right? I'm sorry, I got a quote from that old lady who talks shit on her daughter that I wrote down that I'd like to share.
Yeah.
So I guess they're all just chilling over in their house, her and her husband, and he's like, "What's Or she's like, "What's that noise over there?" And he's like, "Well, they're probably over there scissoring."
Yeah, that's one of the lines I wrote down.
Oh, nice. Ditto, we wrote the same stuff down. Very cool.
It's just those kids scissoring each other to Lady Gaga.
I do have to admit that was pretty funny.
That was a good liner.
I was actually laughing at that.
And then he pets his golden retriever or whatever, and then it goes back again like 2 seconds later, and he's petting the zombie beaver. Like, wow. He doesn't even know. I bet he does.
Yeah.
I bet he does. Don't we all?
Yes. Continue, Cameron.
He doesn't even realize. He's just petting a dog, and then he's petting some beaver, and then I guess shit just goes down at that house. But we don't know that yet.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes to the other house with the teenagers, and suddenly they're fighting beavers.
Shut the fuck ahead? Up!
Wow, you're funny. That's original. I brought that one out in the Wawa.
It's the fact that you're like so distracted and getting so pissed off.
Continue.
You have to continue. You're the one fucking talking.
I also wrote down another quote, but I have no idea who says it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm pretty sure it's one of the douchey dudes.
Okay.
Which is any one of the three. They yell, "Suck a bag of dicks!
Suck a bag of dicks!"
Oh, yes, the famous line that Louis C.K. used in one of his older stand-ups.
I believe so, yeah.
He says, "Suck a bag of dicks!"
I don't remember which one says it.
2006 Shameless special.
Oh, yeah, exactly. I'm not sure if they wanted to get Louis C.K. first, but then they got Bill Burr, which, I mean, like I said, Bill Burr is a good choice, but probably sure. Louis C.K. was like, oh, a movie about fucking zombie beavers? No, thanks. I don't want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then we continue, Cameron.
There was a Die Hard quote in there as well.
Oh, yeah, dildo quote. And what was that dildo quote, Brad? Right?
Well, it wasn't an exact quote. It was more of an homage. It was, come out to the lake, have a few laughs.
Oh, why does that sound familiar?
It's a Die Hard reference.
Yeah.
Oh my god, thank you.
Wow.
Okay, I totally remember that. Yeah, nice. Okay, I appreciate that.
Fucking lost for words.
Yeah, right. I don't have anything to say. Just
yeah.
Nice. Well, yeah, if beavers blocked the road out of town.
Yes, because they came up with a plan to, what was it? I forgot all these people's names, but the blonde
too.
Boyfriend. What is it? Oh, yeah, because didn't one of the guys get their foot bit off or some shit?
Yeah, the guy who's, I don't know his name, but he has a
Beanie
really
guy.
Punchable face. Beanie guy.
Yeah.
I just want to
sock him
right
that
in the face
really,
the whole time.
The part that really pissed me off, too, is when they were on the raft and shit.
Oh, no.
After the Beanie guy got his fucking foot bit off, the douchey... Sam, was that his name? The ex-boyfriend
that
cheated on the blood one?
Because he's the one that did it.
Yeah, okay, so Sam was like, oh, you know what? What I'm going to do is, since, you know, we need a distraction, he grabs the fucking dog and throws it in the goddamn water. And at that point, after the dog gets killed by the zombievers, like, I was hoping that this guy would get fucking killed. And he does. And in the most awesome way, which I actually predicted, but I didn't think actually was going to happen.
I'll give him credit. He was completely joking.
I was joking when his death scene, I was joking on how it was going to happen, but I guess we'll get to that.
But yeah, I'd like to add the
I'll give you a hint.
Thing.
He was such a dick.
Wow. Yeah, so I was saying the dog thing. Honestly, I'm pretty sure that just knocked a couple points off my grade, but they later salvaged some of that. But
yeah,
but the death scene.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, let's go back to Brad because it's getting boring. So, Brad, would you like to continue?
Thank you. I thought I was funny for a second. Continue, Brad.
The hunter guy, Smith with a Y, as he introduced himself at the beginning.
Yep.
He gets involved, and they go to the next neighbors, find the phone line there has been bitten as well.
Mm-hmm.
And he gives the good line of beavers like to chew on shit.
Classic.
That was good.
Meanwhile, back at the other house, the teenagers are exchanging beaver facts.
From like the book, yeah.
And that's
up to
another
14 years. Like us. Oh, 24 years.
That's another thing I noticed, too, is that when they were all sitting down at first, what was it? There was one thing that I remember. The guy was like talking about like, oh, what's up with these fucking beavers? Or I mean, I've never seen a real beaver, you know, up close. Ugh. And then the other guy was like, he's like, yeah, I never seen a beaver up close too. And then that stupid girl Zoe's like, well, maybe if you would eat me out once in a while, you'd know, or some shit like that.
She said, I've never seen a real beaver before up close. So.
Yeah, me neither.
Well, maybe you should try going down on me once in a while, Buck.
Maybe. And then go down on me.
Yeah,
once in
there
a while.
You go. Yeah. That was it.
It comes and then, back later in the movie too.
Oh yeah, when they're in the car and he was like, "Oh yep. Baby, I wish I would have done that, but it just really smells down there. It smells like an all crab seafood buffet, and I can't stand it."
Which nope. I don't get. I don't get that at all. Like, it's one of my favorite things in the world to do.
Yeah, it's my favorite thing to do too.
Yep.
Like, if I list my top five things in the world to do, going down on a woman is like four of those.
I love it too. I do it all the time, but you know, Cameron likes the opposite. He likes some sausages, don't you? Like some
just
big
not
sausages.
Even say anything.
I mean, I'm just judging based on what you've done to the mic for the past like few episodes. I'm just questioning.
Hey, fun's fun.
Lick the microphone again, please. No.
Yeah, I stuck my tongue out for those of you who can't see me. Do
now
it.
Felatiate the microphone too.
Okay.
This is going to pay off. I'm telling you, this is going to pay off.
Oh, I'm sure it will. And I don't really even care. I don't even know what you did to this microphone.
Oh, it's you'll find unknown. Out.
Yeah, he's hinted at things.
Oh, you'll find
things,
out.
And I've put my face on this microphone the whole time, not knowing what he's done to it. And it could be any number of things in varying degrees of crudeness, and just we'll find out. What I've done to myself. Yep. I forgot what I was talking about.
And what happened next, Cameron?
What happened next, Cameron?
What were we talking about before I actually did forget? I lost my train of thought.
Well, we were talking about how the entire gang were like sitting together. Well, no, they were trying to get away. They come up with a plan to take the Prius. Because the friend beanie dude got his foot cut off or
and
whatever.
He still doesn't seem to care too much. He's just like sleeping the whole time.
But they drive away, and that's when the beavers start blocking the road
with trees that they cut down strategically. Of course, you know, because they just know exactly where they're going and which trees to cut down and to block their path. And all of a sudden, they're just way smart. Like, they not only turn into zombies, but they're just, like, genius manipulators now. Mm-hmm. Pinning phone lines and trees and shit.
Yeah.
So, obviously, the Prius doesn't work. They get stuck. They have to go back.
I guess a tree fell on the blonde guy, right? He gets crushed.
Straight on. He got out, right? To examine it. And then fucking bam, right there, just nailed him.
Yeah. And then, after that, they fucking go back. The hunter guy picks them up again.
Oh, because he just has his truck there somehow, yeah.
Yeah. So then they come back. The friends are like, oh, like, why are they back? And then they realize that, you know, I guess the other guy died or some shit. We find out this very dramatic fucking Cameron did his little fucking Stevie Wonder Ray Charles shaking head thing again from drinking.
Is that what you call it?
Yeah, because that's what you did.
Continue.
Anyway, so I don't know. And then they realize, okay, let's fucking come up with another plan. What is it? Glasses Girl ended up having an affair or cheating on... No.
Oh, she was...
The guy was cheating on Blonde Girl with Glasses Girl. But it's Glasses really Girl never told any...
It's like whatever.
Told either one of them or whatever. Somehow Zoe knows, I guess, but whatever. They're all going to go to bed. And we find out, apparently, that people can get infected with this beaver... zombie virus because when
how do we know
well when what's her face what was her name again Brad blonde one
Jean
Yes, when Jan, you know, goes on top of Glasses Girl.
Nice.
Mary. Nice. she goes on top of Mary. He's like acting like, oh, you know, I do like you and I did make out with you, but I don't like you in that way. She all of a sudden turns into like a, she starts growing like beaver teeth, claws start coming out of her fucking fingernails.
Fucking shoot out like fucking nails or something.
Yeah, it was pretty good. It
looked cool.
Yeah.
It did. It was also very disgusting, but it looked cool.
I know. I saw Cameron like turning away, like he got fucking grossed out.
It's just like,
I thought you were gonna say Cameron put his hand in his pants and started checking it.
All that,
yeah,
that
and
happened
then
after.
And then he took off his belt and wrapped it around his neck.
I was grossed out, and then
pulled a David Carradine.
Except I didn't die yet.
And shot mayonnaise everywhere.
Yep.
His pain is the flip.
Oh, and then I don't know, something happens and blah 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 blah, and
up on the scene.
Something happens, and then I guess it ends up being, and then what is it? Beanie Dude gets turned into a zombie beaver guy too. And then he somehow is able to lift up Hunter Guy over his head.
Oh, he's just fucking like
chomps the fuck out of his face. Then Zoe tries to shoot, but then like keeps missing. So she runs upstairs. Old lady is also a fucking, that called her daughter whore or the biggest slut in the world, is also a fucking zombie beaver human thing.
I feel like she'd have one of those like little bumper stickers.
And what would that bumper sticker say, Cameron?
My daughter's the biggest slut in the world. Thank you.
But it would look like one of those my daughter's on the honor roll ones.
Exactly. That's what I was thinking. Thank you, Brad. You get me.
Yeah, sure. Why not?
Sorry you can't appreciate our comedy. Continue.
Okay. Wow. So Zoe realizes she runs out of bullets, and she
like
jumps
5 feet away too.
She jumps out of a fucking window, and you know, thinking that it's so high up. I think it's what, like 2 stories or some shit.
Yeah.
That she would be dead, or at the very least have broken bones. But now,
or maybe she was just trying to escape. Who knows? Like, I can't tell whether she was actually trying to kill herself and be smart, or just escape and just fail miserably.
Well, what were you going to say, Brad?
She does end up getting pretty fucked up by the window jump. Which
that is
true. Like, that actually becomes a plot point later on.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But I just assumed that she would have been dead with all the glass and it being high up.
That really could do a number on you.
Yeah. So,
something that's completely out of place for the movie.
Yeah, it is very out of place.
The two people who are left alive go in the bathroom, they check each other for bites, and while they're naked, they just start.
Yes. Yes.
Everyone they know has just been murdered by fucking beavers.
That is true.
Oh, that was Richard's.
That was actually my favorite part. This was the part that I actually predicted, like, because I was still pissed at the fact that he threw the fucking dog in the lake. And I was like, dude, I hope I hope the fucking beavers bite his fucking dick and balls off. And then as soon as I got done saying that, the fucking Jan zombie beaver pops up and bites off his fucking dick and balls. And I mean, that wasn't the funny part, but the funny part, I mean, it kind of was a funny part, but the funny part was the way how the guy was reacting.
Like
how
he was shaking, like he was being
shaking.
Electrocuted.
I had to rewind it twice because like of the way Christmas how his face looked. You know? Yeah, it looked like he was having some sort of a spasm, but it was like really bad acting.
I think Richard almost rolled right off the couch too.
Yeah, I did. I rewound that shit
so
3 fucking times. Oh yeah,
it's
because
like his whole lifelong dream just being fulfilled in one scene of a terrible movie.
Oh yeah, because I'm a sick serial killer.
Yeah, like the movie we just watched. Okay, continue.
I'm caring. I'm trying to, like, you know, do, you know, make people sound like a certain way, but, you know, I'm not going to be specific about it.
I'm trying to do the same thing. No. I just can't.
Yeah.
Can you?
Wow. And then what happened after that, Brad?
That's when a truck bursts through the wall. Perfect timing.
Yes.
Right next to Mary.
Mm-hmm.
And of course Zoe's driving it. They get in, they try and leave, and then they come across the hunter who has become beaver-fied, yet still is able to shoot a shotgun.
Yeah.
He, like, does have a face, too.
Yeah, obviously, because guy fucking chewed his face off, so of course he's not going to have a face.
But how is he able to, like, shoot a shotgun?
Because he still had an eyeball.
Wow.
You don't need your fucking face to use the sniper rifle. You need an eyeball.
I didn't see the eyeball, so literally, nice perception.
Yeah, lick the mic again.
Okay, did you, like...
What it was! I just thought it was funny how...
Did you shove the mic up your ass or something?
Yeah, because I could totally shove that big fucking microphone up my ass.
I don't know your capabilities, man. I don't know.
I'm a virgin down there, good sir.
See, Brad supports me.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure he does. Yeah.
Can you?
And then a bear attacks the truck.
Yes.
Yeah, a zombie.
A zombiever bear.
Oh, okay.
And there was a line, I didn't write it down, but one of them yelled something like, what is this fucking truck made of, honey or something?
Oh, yeah.
Stupid. Something like that. I didn't hear that part, though.
I did, but I didn't hear it clearly. I heard the honey part.
No.
Hmm?
And then you had a pun for that one, right?
Nope.
Oh. Wow, for the first time ever. Didn't actually have a pun or a one-liner.
Yeah, I really didn't put a lot of effort in that one.
That's unbelievable. Podcast is cancelled. It's cancelled.
That's funny.
Wow. Okay.
Oh, there was a good jump scare.
There was. And,
there was.
Jen, who turned out was on the roof of the truck, like, fell down in front of the windshield.
Oh, yeah. I thought it was going to be in the car, too.
But it wasn't.
But it wasn't.
Yeah. It was scary. So then we decide to go to the next part where, I guess...
Really awkwardly. I thought he was going to say something.
Oh, I scared
but
you.
He didn't. Yeah. That was unsettled.
And then I guess it's down to the two girls. They managed to get away. What is it? Ugh, fuck, I forgot. Zoe and Mary. Mary. Mm-hmm. Zach and Mary make a porno. They start walking
not
together. And what is it? They pass. I don't know. For some reason, Mary has a gun. She points it at Zoe. And Zoe's like, what do you think you're doing? Why are you pointing that gun at me or whatever? And she's like, because you got bit. She's like, I didn't get bit. Are you talking about these injuries? I jumped out of a fucking window and I'm going to over-explain everything that I just did in the fucking movie. And so then she's like, well, I guess we're just going to have to wait. And that's when, twist, Mary turns into a zombie-beaver human person.
What? That's crazy.
Then Zoe gets the fucking axe, chops her to bits, I guess, because, like, I'm only assuming that because they keep showing her fucking swinging the axe. And then she keeps walking, and then she sees a truck coming, and she's, like, waving
and
her hands in the
again.
Air. And I'm like, oh, let me guess, she's going to get hit by the truck or something. And then that's when
it's our favorite duo,
we
John
see
Mayer and
Bill Burr.
Bill Burr.
Yeah, because you know who Bill Burr is, right?
Vaguely.
How about not at all? Because you said, who's Bill Burr? Why are you hiding your hammer here?
That's why I said vaguely.
Vaguely means you kind of do
means
know
just
about him.
Mentioned it a little
you
while
don't
ago.
Know anything
I know
about
I've
him.
I've heard of him.
Why are you such a lying fuck?
I loved that that's how it ended. Like, they bookended it. They ended the same way it started.
Oh, it's like a whole loop.
Bilbo was texting again. And John Mayer says something like, "Do you see that girl?" And he's like, "Yeah, I see her." And at the start, you know, John Mayer's response was, "I don't think you do." But at the end, he goes, "I trust you." And then smacks into the girl.
That dude does not a
and then after, driving record. And then after they hit the girl, they stop the car. And then, like, John Mayer's like, "So, did you not see the girl?" And then Bill Burr's like, "Oh, yeah. But I see it now."
Wow. That's funny.
And then that's the end of the fucking movie. But then not quite. Not quite. Because then we get the classic, I'm going to show a bunch of bloopers at the end of the movie.
Okay, some of them are funny, though.
And honestly, I wished and I'm just saying, in my honest opinion.
I agree.
I wish they would have kept a lot of the bloopers in the actual fucking film.
There were some good ones in there.
Yeah. I wish they would have kept the bloopers in there. Because there was some parts where Bill Burr actually said some very fucking funny lines that I was laughing.
They just cut it out.
Yeah. Well, no, technically they didn't cut it out, because it is in the movie.
The chick, like, reached in the drawer and just pulled out a dildo and just, like, flung it.
Yeah.
Yeah. That would have been kind of funny, you know.
And then, after that, when they show all the bloopers, that's when there's a post-credit scene where you see a little zombie, as in, you know, little bees.
Wow.
They're zombies, so they might make another one.
Actually, that would be terrifying if you think about it. Little tiny zombie bees. Like, how would you even defend yourself? You'd just die.
And then the movie's over. Yay! Woo. After the messages, we'll be right back. Okay, here's the deal. You like podcasts, that's cool, so do I. Head over to necropodicon.com where you can hear all sorts of podcasts that'll make you squirting with excitement, that'll make your bum go fart, and remember, don't pick your boogers. Head over to necropodicon.com. It may. What then?
Well, I have to give this a higher rating than Bong of the Dead. Well, I have to give this a higher rating than After School Lunch Special. So tell me, Cameron, what did you like about the movie? What did you dislike about the movie? And finally, what would you give this movie out of a 10? Oh, that sounds just like me. Wow.
Wow. Now you got Cameron all riled up.
Yeah. You sure did.
We need to have an orgy.
For safety.
Yeah. Especially with all these zombievers.
You know, to stay safe.
Do you gentlemen know what time it is?
It's time for kids scissoring each other to Lady Gaga?
Yep.
Yes, that too. But it's time for this specific segue that I might or might not play here, depending on whether or not if I'm going to over-explain like Cameron does. And it goes like this. All right, so, Brad, I'm assuming that you know how rad bad or bad bad works, or do you need either me or Cameron to over-explain this to you?
I do know how it works, but maybe you need to over-explain it to the listeners.
Oh, yes, that is true.
You know, just so, in case I click on the first one.
All right, how does this work, Cameron?
So, out of 10 is the scale that we use. 5 and above is rad bad, meaning you would recommend the movie to some degree or
okay,
another.
So basically how this works is that when there's a scale from 0 to 10, if you give it above a 5, that means you recommend the film or you like the film to some degree.
So basically the way this works is you give it a rating out of 10.
And then if you
give it
a lower score.
Then you give it a higher score and then...
But if you give it a lower score, like say for example, like a 4.9,
6.8.
Lick the microphone again for me, please. Can you? Oh, there you go. Yeah, good for you.
I don't even care what you did. You could.
Are you sure?
Yes, I don't care.
Are you sure? So if you give this a lower score than a 5, let's say, for example, like a 4.9, like a 4.9, like you, it means you like the movie, but you don't want to recommend it to anybody.
Maybe recommend
so all the way down to that you absolutely hate the fucking movie. So I'm going to ask Brad first.
And I'm going to ask Brad too.
Wow, you're so cool, Cameron. See, this is why everybody loves you so much and thinks that you're very charismatic and you're the best part of the show.
Thank you.
14%.
Thank you. Yeah. I'll take it. That means 14% is on 100% of that 14%. Call me.
Fucking die. Anyway, so Brad, what did you like about the movie? What did you dislike about the movie? And finally, what would you give this score out of a 10?
Well, what I liked about the movie, a lot. Like, as I said before, I liked some of the little one-liners and some of the writing. I liked the animatronic beavers instead of using, like, crappy, like, digital effects that they couldn't afford to do good ones. I liked that Bill Burr was involved. That told me right away the tone of the comedy that was going to be in there. And I liked that it wasn't, like, a comedy horror. It was more a comedy parody of the horror genre.
Mm.
I enjoyed that. What I didn't like is... Well, I watched a really choppy YouTube half-screen feed, so I missed a lot of details. I didn't like the fact that, like, in the lake scene when the beavers were attacking them, there was one swimming under the water, and there was the sound effect of, like...
Oh, yeah.
Which, to me, was quite fucked up. But they made up for it, I guess, by having later, or, like, 1 minute later... a beaver swimming towards them above the surface, and it was very Jaws reminiscent in a cheesy, fun way. But I'm supposed to be talking about stuff I didn't like.
Yes.
Almost nothing.
That is correct.
Wow, Mr. Echo over here. Yes, that is correct.
Yes, that is correct.
God, shut the fuck up. Jesus.
I found... the plot line about Jen being cheated on a little bit annoying in the beginning, until it started to have a little bit more plot relevance later on when it was revealed that it was actually Mary. Giving the score out of a 10, I would give this an 8.
Oh, that's cool.
Like I said, I thoroughly enjoyed this movie, and it only had like a 59 minute runtime, so it's super short. But for me, that worked. Like, they didn't milk it. They didn't add in a whole bunch of extra scenes to make it longer. It got to the point. The pacing was pretty good. You were introduced to the idea of zombievers almost straight away. Yeah, thumbs up.
And would you say that you would definitely give this a way better score than other films that you've...
Damn it.
The fuck are you talking? Shut the fuck up, dude. I'm asking him a fucking question. Jesus Christ. Fuck up for once. So would you say that you...
Then Bong of the Dead and After School Lunch Special.
Which is what I was going to say, you fuck. Fuck you. I knew you were going to fucking say that. Thank you for...
I didn't say that. Brad said it.
I know, that's... I'm thanking Brad and telling you fuck you, because I knew he was going to say that, and I was ahead of you.
Thank you, Brad. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brad.
All right. Well, I guess it'll be my turn. So I'm going to need you, Brad, to ask me, the same thing that I asked you.
Okay. So Richard, what did you like about the movie? What did you dislike about the movie? And finally, what would you give this movie out of a 10?
That was good. Yeah, he just fucking said it.
Well, I had my earbud out.
Wow. So what I liked about the film, some of the jokes worked. I liked that Bill Burr was in it, even though it was only for the beginning of the movie and then at the end of the movie. I liked Zoe's boobies. Those were pretty nice. And some of the practical effects were pretty good when it came to the beavers. What I didn't like about the movie was... kind of almost everything else about the movie. I didn't quite enjoy the movie as much as you did, Brad, although I wanted to, but I didn't quite enjoy the movie. I was expecting a lot more from this. I think, I'm not sure, would you say that this movie was like very self-aware and trying to be intentionally like a bad movie, or like in that sort of bad movie realm?
More or less.
Okay.
I would
say
that, yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I think that's probably why I don't quite enjoy the film. I mean, I can see how I can understand how people could enjoy this film, but just for me personally, I don't quite enjoy the film. I mean, I didn't think that it was the worst film in the world. I've seen worse films. I mean, it's definitely way better than Bong of the Dead and After School Lunch Special for sure, you know. But yeah, I mean, if I had to give this a score out of a 10, I'll probably give this like maybe like a 4.5. Not horrible, but not something that I would watch again. So anyway, Brad, where can people listen to Fate of Ison, and where can they find you guys on the various social media outlets?
By the way, cool name.
Are we not going to hear from Cameron? Or did we already and I just didn't hear him?
Yeah, yeah, he did and you just didn't hear him.
Oh, fuck you. No, you didn't. So fucking full of shit.
Okay, fine. Hold on. All right. Geez. Cameron, what did you like about this fucking movie? What did you dislike?
Mic.
Yeah, great. So what did you like about the movie? Good. What did you dislike about the movie? And finally, what would you give this out of 10?
Well, since you asked, what I liked about the movie, since that's probably shorter, I liked, as with any movie that we watch, usually, if it has good one-liners, I'm on board with that. So, I like the one-liners.
Mm-hmm.
A couple of them were pretty well done. Fair enough. And he's sleeping. That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wow. So I like the one-liners. Mm-hmm. I will echo Richard's sentiment regarding the chest area of Zoe.
Mm-hmm.
I also liked the animatronics because, I mean, what movie nowadays really goes there? They did it. It wasn't the best. They did use some CGI for other things, but they did not use it for the beavers, at least for the most part, to what I could tell. And I respect that. And that's kind of about it. The actors are pretty...
So that's basically what you didn't like about the movie?
What I didn't like was basically everything else. Okay. The bad CGI, the dumb decisions that they make in every movie like that.
Mm-hmm.
I disliked and liked the shitty country accents that were present throughout the entire film by like all the characters at one point or another. And the constant beaver jokes. You could say it like twice, but come on. Like come on.
Mm-hmm.
That's about it.
Mm-hmm.
And I would guess I'll give like a 3.8.
Oh, okay. Great. Yeah.
Well, I just feel like a piece of shit for giving it an 8.
No, I mean, that's fine.
Well, no, I mean, I
can, like I said, I can understand why you would like the movie, or yeah, anybody would like the movie. Like, it wasn't a terrible film. I didn't think it was a shit film. It's just not a film specifically for me. You know what I mean? I mean, a 4.5 is pretty generous.
I mean, 3.8 is not.
You know, it's not like it's a 4 for Bong of the Dead or a 5 for After School Lunch Special or something. You know,
which I edited, but you discarded. But that's okay.
Well, no, you can't change your fucking vote.
Well, you've done that, but you know,
Okay, first of all, motherfucker. Okay, when I changed my vote for Bong of the Dead from a 2 to a 0.5, that's still in the category of not liking a fucking movie. You wanted to go from a fucking recommendation to not all of a sudden not liking the fucking film.
I'm pretty sure I rated it like 4.2 or something because I was trying to be a smartass. No,
no, you rated fucking After School Lunch Special a fucking 5.
Oh yeah, that was because I was trying to be a smartass.
No, because you actually liked the fucking movie.
No, I was trying to make a point.
No, the only reason why you're changing the fucking vote now is because you realize
no, I
said that...
it because I was making a point.
Yeah, okay,
because
sure.
Because I was like, oh, it's like sure. So out there that it's on the line.
Yeah, yeah,
of
you're
like,
such a great actor. First you said, oh, I'm a terrible like, actor, and now all of a sudden you're a great actor that you were just acting the whole time? You're so full of shit.
I was full of shit. That's why I said it.
No,
was
I mean, you're being full of shit right now, saying that, like, you never liked
no,
the movie the whole fucking time, so that's why you changed
like
the fucking vote right now, but, you know, blah, 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 blah.
Watch it again.
Yeah.
That was not pleasant.
Mm-hmm.
I would rather do my laundry.
Are you guys
going to
fuck
time.
After this?
Yes, we are.
Yeah. Right after I make love to this mic, of course.
Hey, y'all. I forgot to give the ratings again, because... once again, I was intoxicated, but this time I was having my Corona Familiar 40 ounce. So anyway, on IMDb, Zombievers got a 4.7 out of 10, and on Rotten Tomatoes, this got a 69%, while the audience score has a 31%, and for Letterboxd, this has a 2.4 out of 5. All right. Back to the podcast, I guess. And yeah, which we will find out later. The next time, out. So the gentlemen know what time it is now.
My favorite time.
Yes. Yeah! So basically how this works is one of us spins the wheel, and wherever the wheel lands on, that's going to be the next movie for the next podcast. So, since you haven't done it in a while, Cameron,
mm-hmm.
since you haven't
so had
done it in a while, Cameron,
wow,
could
no
you go up
there.
And spin the wheel as hard as you can? I'm going to read off, see what's on the wheel. Oh, wait, what is like? On the wheel? So, the movies that we have are Mirage Man, Zombies, Evil Tunes and Slaughterhouse Rock, Roadhouse 2, Jesus Christ Vampire Hunter, Night of Something Strange, Scarred, TC2000, Out Cold, Terror Tunes, and Magic in the Mirror. And of course, newly added, because we don't want to have to fucking, you know, we want to get through all these fucking movies over with, we do have a choose option space too for whichever ones we already watched. So, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Okay, so Cameron, if you can, please feel free to spin the wheel as hard as you can while Brad uses his Jedi mind powers to make the wheel hopefully land on a good, bad movie this time. Gotta spin it hard.
Just had to be a good one.
Oh, landed on a choose option. Okay, Brad. No. You have to. You can't pick. Brad's the guest. He's got to be the person that picks.
Of course, yeah.
All right. So, Brad, it landed on a choose option. Now you have either the choice of choosing Mirage Man or Zombies. Feel free to let us know what our fate is.
Right. I will judge you.
Okay, well, I just saw Zombies pop up on IMDb, and I'm going to say it's probably going to be all too similar to Zombievers.
Okay.
In that it's about animal zombie things, which we kind of just did. Also on that list on IMDb is Black Sheep, a Kiwi version of this.
Oh.
Which sheep go feral.
Oh, yeah, wow. That's right.
Check that out if you want a bad time.
Okay.
So, yeah, the other one.
Mirage Man.
Oh,
okay.
I will not kill myself.
Well, you could do that, too.
Well, maybe.
No, I
wholeheartedly agree.
Yeah. I take that back. I do not endorse or condone saying things like that.
I do.
And, of course, you'll cut it out. You'll cut it and loop it and... I know what you'll fucking do, you prick.
I'm not going to do that to you, Brad. I only do that shit to Cameron.
Exactly.
I will not edit anything you say. I will edit only things that Cameron will say.
And Richard knows, yeah. What my response to that would be.
Oh, yeah. He will get very high and send me more messages so I can make more sound clips out of them.
Next time, I'll just... I mean, I couldn't because I was at work.
And then I'll get a call from your brother, and he'll say, hey, Richard, Cameron killed himself because of you saying all this stuff. And I'll just kind of like be silent for a second, and I'll go, wow, good. That's now I can find a new co-host.
You'll have to go back to the streets.
That sounds just like you, wow.
I love that so much.
I bet you do, you conceited fucking prick.
Hey, I like to revel in my personal achievement.
Oh, yeah. And what an achievement. He fucking spilled beer all over himself.
I spilled grease all over myself earlier, so I'm greased up and beared up now, too.
I don't understand that reference. Anyway.
Of course you don't.
Anyway, so I want to thank Cameron being the co-host again, and we'll keep being the co-host until either I'm dead or he's dead. Hopefully I'm first. And of course I want to thank Brad from Fate of Ice and podcast. And also
thanks, Brad.
We forgot to mention too that Brad and ourselves are part of the wonderful Necropodicon network.
Oh yeah.
Go to necropodicon.com and check out Bad Rad Movies and Fate of Ison and all the other great podcasts that are part of that network. Where can they find you on the social media outlet?
Personally, I don't really have any social media presence as a human being, but I do have lots as the various podcasts that I'm involved in, at Fate of Ison for pretty much everything.
Cool.
Nice.
Awesome. And you do have what are some of the other podcasts you have as well? I'm curious.
At the moment there's only one. There's a few others in discussion. It's The Gigantic Adventures of Jeff and Simon, which is a family-friendly spin-off from The Fate of Ison.
Oh, yes.
We and our family podcast.
Adventure of a Mouse and a Pigeon. I think you would enjoy that very much, Cameron.
Yes, I would.
I will listen to it as well.
Family atmosphere.
I will listen to it as well because it is a spinoff of Fate of Ison, but I'm not sure because, you know, I love my, you know, cursing and toilet humor and offensive things. So, especially when it pertains to Cameron.
Yes.
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 But yes. Thank you.
Otherwise, it's PC. Yeah.
So, I'm assuming... with the social media, just whether if it's Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, all Fate of Ison, right?
How do you spell that, by the way?
Yeah, we managed to get that before anyone else got it. Not that they would. I don't know why anyone would.
That's cool. Okay, so
yeah, you
Fate.
Didn't hear me.
Like Fate, yeah, because...
No, that's the last part.
Yeah, because I don't want Brad to get annoyed by your voice. That's why I purposely didn't. He's not going
to
hear you.
Continue.
Okay, so to answer your question, Cameron, Fate of Ison is spelled F-A-T-E, like fate.
Yes.
And then of, O-F, like, you know, of.
Yeah,
that was Ison, I-S-E-N.
Oh, okay. I was thinking a little different. Okay, cool.
Anyway, thank you very much, Brad, for coming on. I hope we can do
much
this
thanks,
again.
Brad.
I
much thanks.
Oh, wait a minute. I forgot to reveal why I kept insisting that you lick the microphone and
What'd
put
you
it
do
in your
to
mouth.
The mic?
Well, I believe it or not, I actually didn't do anything to the microphone itself, but the foam, I stuck it in my pants and rubbed my penis all over it.
Did you actually?
Yes, I did. Look into my eyes and tell me I'm lying.
No, you look pretty sincere. And I don't care one bit.
Oh!
That's, yeah. It's gonna take it. Like a champ.
Oh, I'm going
and,
to fuck.
You know, I had an idea about that. So.
I'm gonna go to fucking hell.
Yep.
And I will enjoy it.
Yeah.
And I will love it.
I mean, as long as there's death metal music and people going, and dying and, you know, crazy shit going on, you'll be good, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. That's on that regard.
And if you enjoy this episode, feel free to go on our Instagram page at Bad Rad Movies Podcast. And then, of course, Twitter at Bad Rad Movies. Yep. Facebook.com/Bad Rad Movies. And of course,
I finally posted something.
I didn't even notice it. And feel free to email us and if with any movie suggestions or questions, comments to badradmovies@gmail.com. And check out Fate of Ison, great podcast.
I will check it out.
Yes, you should. And also, since
you all should,
well, also you should also rate on their iTunes and Apple Podcasts.
I now have a Mac, so I can do things like that a lot easier.
Good. All right. Well, anyway, we'll have a good one.
Have a good bit.
And definitely end strong.
Yay.
Beavers like to chew on shit.
Hey, you like milk, bitch?